Hurricane Arthur will weaken tonight as it moves into the colder waters off of the New England coast. And while it'll be far enough away not to have a direct impact on our weather, we will have some effect of the storm as it turns the winds out of the northwest, which will pull cooler and drier air into the region, allowing us to dry out and allow for quite a bit of cooling overnight. Overnight lows will fall into the 40s and 50s around the region. Under clearing skies, then a large and sprawling area of high pressure will build in for the weekend, bringing us our sixth rain-free weekend in a row. With high pressure in control, it'll be mostly sunny and pleasant with high temperatures in the 70s to near 80 degrees on Saturday. The flow will turn more southwesterly on Sunday, helping to kick temperatures up a few degrees from Saturday's highs, with temperatures rising into the low and middle 80s Sunday afternoon. A warm and increasingly humid air mass will filter into the region Monday ahead of an approaching cold front from Canada and the Great Lakes, and that could potentially become an active day and evening around the region. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the northern plains. A severe weather risk, including potential for large hail and damaging winds, will exist across the northern plains, mainly late Saturday afternoon and night. From the National Hurricane Center, the eye of Hurricane Arthur was located by NOAA Doppler radar near latitude 37.1 north and longitude 74.0 west as of 9 a.m. this morning. Arthur is moving toward the northeast near 23 miles an hour. This motion is expected to continue with an increase in forward speed during the next couple of days. On the forecast track, the center of Arthur will move well offshore of the mid-Atlantic coast and pass southeast of New England tonight and be near or over western Nova Scotia early on Saturday. Currently, maximum sustained winds are near 90 miles an hour with higher gusts, and some additional weakening is forecast during the next 48 hours. Arthur is expected to become a post-tropical cyclone tonight or tomorrow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 121 on Thursday at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 Friday morning at Spinach Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, sunny with a high near 80 degrees and a northwest wind around 15 miles an hour. In Boston, sunny with a high near 80, northwest winds around 15 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, sunny with a high in the mid-70s, winds out of the west from 5 to 15 miles an hour. Here's the latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly cloudy this evening, then clearing, cooler with lows in the upper 40s. For Saturday, sunny with highs near 80 degrees and a brisk breeze out of the northwest from 10 to 15 miles an hour. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, tonight, partly cloudy, scattered showers in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. Saturday, sunny with highs in the lower 80s, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. For the northern Catskills, the Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, cooler with lows near 50 degrees. Saturday, sunny, highs in the upper 70s, breezy with winds out of the northwest from 10 to 15 miles an hour, and gusts to 25 possible. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly cloudy with scattered showers in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight, cooler with lows in the lower 50s. Saturday, sunny, highs in the upper 70s, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts to 25 possible. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly cloudy this evening, then clearing, cooler with lows in the middle 50s, sunny with highs near 80 for Saturday, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts to 25 possible. Your extended forecast region-wide, sunny on Sunday, temperatures in the low and mid-80s. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday will feature a chance of showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the low and mid-80s, then partly cloudy Thursday with highs in the low and mid-80s as well. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.